the administrator always used to say, we go big, we go fast, and we go smart. And I had a moment in Hurricane Sandy where I realized I am not doing nearly enough to help this agency go smart. I'm doing a lot at headquarters to do that, but not necessarily in the field. And what we started to do from there was to do more beyond just FEMA-STAT to embed the capability of accessing data that speaks to a problem that we're working on and put it in the hands of every FEMA employee and integrating their situational awareness experience so that no matter where you are, you can get an understanding of what FEMA's doing against the problem. And I think in the way we talked about it at the senior leadership level and the way we acted on it at the staff level, going smart became work smarter through data and analytics, and it went into the FEMA strategic plan. It's one of 16 key FEMA strategic goals for the next 4 years, and it's one of my things I'm most proud of.
And tell us a little bit more, Carter, about the data that employees now have access to.
So we automated the common operating picture. I mean, you as a citizen would probably expect that FEMA would have knowledge of every disaster it's ever been to and everything it did with respect to that disaster. We have that data, but we had never integrated it in a way that let any FEMA employee say, I want to see what we did for the tornado in Joplin, and for them to be able to press two buttons, and all of a sudden they can navigate how much money we spent, how many employees we deployed, what the trend of that spending was, how many applicants applied, how many were eligible, how many were ineligible, what types of projects we spent the money on. It really lets you learn from the past so that you either, you know, repeat things that were good or don't repeat things that were bad. We just empowered everyone with that capability instead of sort of holding it for only a small group of people who had access to certain bits of information. We've also built hiring dashboards that show anyone in the organization where are the hiring actions in the process of going through from I've got a seat I need to fill to there's a butt in that seat. And so now anybody in the organization can see where the bottlenecks are, where the time sucks are, where the volume is, who's doing them faster, which components have their actions moving faster than which other components, who's got the responsibility for those actions. And so we're trying to create transparency at the lowest level of the organization to the highest level of the organization about what is really going on here so that everybody, no matter who you are, can work a little smarter. Mm-hmm.